Well, certainly the board has the authority to select the superintendent for the Buffalo Public Schools. I respect their authority to do that.
Reporters caught up with Superintendent Brown Tuesday for her reaction to the election, but she didn't directly respond to questions about a potential vote that could end her Buffalo career.
I am respecting the democratic process. I am reviewing the decisions that have been made by the community and continuing to focus on the needs of the school.
Dr. Brown,
thank you.
Brown was quickly whisked away from reporters after answering just a handful of questions. School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold, who won re-election for one of the at-large seats, says she still remains a staunch supporter of Brown.
In terms of the racial divide, I think it's unfortunate. I think it's there. I think it's been intensified by many of the remarks that Mr. Palladino has made and continues to make. And hopefully the new board members who were supported by him do not share the same kind of rhetorical comments that he makes and the same kinds of, I think, reckless statements that he makes about individuals, particularly about the superintendent.
West District School Board member James Sampson couldn't predict what the new majority will be pushing for when they arrive in July to begin their work.
I can't answer that at this point. I haven't had discussions with Larry or Patty or anybody else on the board, and I think that, you know, I think we need a breather to, you know, just sort of settle down, take a deep breath, and start talking about how we can all come together to work collaboratively in a consensus kind of way towards creating high-achieving schools.
Late last year, members of Buffalo's business community offered Superintendent Brown a $500,000 package, asking her to resign. But Brown didn't accept it. And when WBFO News asked if she would reconsider it now, the superintendent insists she's not interested.
I would probably make the same decision today.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.